Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Hadith number 116. This hadith was narrated by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you must pray in a single garment of which no part comes over his shoulders. First of all, what was the garments and the type of clothes of the companions, may Allah be pleased with them? They didn't have Gucci or Armani or whatever. They had anything that covered their bodies. So one set of clothes would be a shirt and an izar, an apron-like from the waist down. Another would be a long piece of cloth like the sari that women wear. They wrap their lower waist and they put the remaining on their bodies, so it covers the body. And that is why it was time of hardship. The Prophet said, والسلام, whoever has one garment, this is the only piece of cloth I have, he should wear it on his lower waist and cover one side of his shoulders if possible. And if it's short, he should only cover his lower body. So if you have an idea of how they used to have their clothes and how hard life was, then you read this hadith. And in this hadith, the Prophet says, alayhi salam, do not pray in one thawb unless you put something of it on your shoulder. And that is why Al-Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on his soul, and he's the only one who says that it is mandatory to cover one of the shoulders while in prayer. The majority of scholars say that it is not mandatory. It is highly recommended. And the authentic opinion of the majority is the authentic opinion that it is not mandatory. If I pray from covering my navel to the knees, my prayer is valid. But it is not recommended if I can cover my shoulders by wearing a shirt, a t-shirt, by putting anything on top of my shoulders. But if I don't have, my prayer is valid. If I have and I don't do this, my prayer is valid, but I am not doing something that is pleasing Allah. Imam Ahmad says, no, if you do that, your prayer is invalid. But as stated before, his opinion is not the most authentic opinion of the scholars. Now, this is of course regarding a man, but I don't expect a woman to come and say that I want to do this. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not permissible for a woman to pray without wearing a khimar. She has to cover her head, her hair, her neck, and the rest of her body. And so many times we get the question, is it permissible for a person, if he's praying on his own, in his house, in the dark, pitch black, to pray nude? Is it permissible? Because his awrah is covered. No one can see, Allah can see it. So it's dark, it's even though this is the least, the minimum costume or thing that you can wear for your prayer. And likewise, a woman says, I'm in the home, I'm in the house on my own. No one is there. Can I pray without covering my head? The answer is no. Can I pray wearing trousers? The answer is no. You have to cover your whole body fully. No, you cover it and wear trousers underneath, it's okay. But to wear trousers only without the outer garment, this is not permissible. Moving on to hadith number 107, or do we have any questions before moving on?
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam.
Sheikh, you said about doing sajda on a pillow. It's not permissible. But I've heard that if someone has a legitimate reason, or someone does not even have a legitimate reason, he can offer his prayer on the mattress, on the mat, or on the sofa, or on the bed. So is it permissible?
You have to differentiate between prostration and the disability of performing prayer. Was meant that if I am praying standing up and then want to prostrate on a pillow, this is not permissible. because this is not the same level of my feet. But if I pray on the bed, standing up, and I prostrate on the bed, is this okay? It's okay, it's the same level. Now, your question is related, if I understand it correctly, to some people who are unable to pray on the ground. They pray on the chair because of their knees, of their back. Some of them, they bow like this, and when they want to prostrate, because they cannot prostrate on the ground, what do? They bring a pillow, and they put their forehead on it, as if they're prostrating on the ground, and this is not permissible. This is an innovation. Either you pray on the ground, or you simply kneel forward, because even if you put your head on a pillow which is on your knees, this is not considered to be prostrating. So this is not the case. I hope this answers your question.
Sheikh, my question is that what should a person do if he falls in doubt whether he has offered a salah or not?
Okay, that's a good question, though it's not related to our topic. What happens if a person is in doubt whether I prayed or I did not pray? Now, go back to the previous rule, which is a very important rule. I have something that is definite, and I have a doubt that is coming to it. Now, I do not know whether I prayed or not. What is the default? The default, I did not pray. The whole 24 hours, every single minute I pray? No. The default is I do not pray, and the certainty is that I pray 5 times a day. Now I'm doubtful. Did I pray an hour ago or not? If I have this doubt, this means that I did not pray. Go and pray. So this answers your question. Likewise in wudu, this is very important to learn. I come out of my house, I've performed wudu, I definitely remember this. I'm in doubt. Did I pass wind? Wallahi, akhi, I feel like I had something in my stomach running and boiling, but I'm not sure. Did I answer the call of nature in the bathroom? But I'm not sure. You're not sure, then you're still in wudu. Don't think again. Go and pray. The opposite. I come out of the house, go to work, time for prayer, I enter masjid. Did I perform wudu or not? I don't remember. Go out and perform wudu, because the default is that you did not perform wudu. Third question.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalamu alaikum.
If a person has prayed already and another person comes to pray, can I stand with him and pray again to make his jama?
That is a good question. A lot of the schools of thought differed about this, saying that how can the intention change? The man a while ago was a follower. After the imam finished his prayer, he stood up to complete his prayer. Another man comes and takes him as an imam. And they pray together. His niyyah, his intention changes into an imam. After he concludes the prayer, the second man who just came in stands up to complete his prayer. A third man comes and makes him an imam. And this goes on and on and on. Is this permissible or not? Scholars differed. The most authentic opinion is that it is completely correct. And there's a fatwa from the Permanent Committee of Ifta stating that even if a chain reaction, the prayer finishes, the other one completes his prayer, another one comes. The prayer finishes, the one stands up to complete the prayer, a third one, and a fourth, and a five, and a sixth. Hypothetically, if this happens, all of their prayers are correct, because the intention of the niyyah, the change and the difference of intention or niyyah, does not affect the validity of the prayer. Yes, brother.
Can there be two jama'ah in a single masjid?
That's a very good question. The Prophet ﷺ said, there are no two jama'ah in the same masjid, meaning at the same time, simultaneously. But if you're referring to what's the ruling on making another jama'ah after the first jama'ah has finished, it's an issue of dispute. The majority say that it is permissible. And the evidence they use is the hadith I quoted earlier, when a man came and the Prophet said, ﷺ, who would give this man sadaqah and pray with him? So they said that the Prophet himself initiated the request and he approved the second congregation in the masjid. Other scholars, such as Sheikh al-Albani and those who follow him, say no. There are hadiths that Anas ibn Malik, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and other companions, when they went to the masjid and found that the prayer has been prayed and offered, they prayed alone. And they did not gather their companions to pray with them. Each one prayed alone. And they say that this is an indication that it is not permissible to make another jama'ah in the masjid. But the most authentic opinion is the opinion of the majority. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ backs it up, that it is permissible to pray a second jama'ah. To have two jama'ahs at the same time, this is not permissible. This happens when you have a big masjid and the imam with four or five worshippers are praying, his voice is very soft and low. And another group comes from a second side of the masjid and they see that the people have prayed, so they make their own jama'ah, and all of a sudden while both are praying, they hear each other. What to do? The second jama'ah should stop the prayer and join the first jama'ah. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.